This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for self-reliance in every field, asserting that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi programme in Bhavnagar today. Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. During the programme, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal, along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees.
भारत को दुनिया की एक बड़ी समुद्री शक्ति बनाने के लिए तीन और बड़ी स्कीम्स पर भारत सरकार काम कर रही है। इन तीन योजनाओं से शिप बिल्डिंग सेक्टर को आर्थिक मदद मिलने में आसानी होगी, हमारे शिपयार्ड्स को मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी अपनाने में मदद होगी और डिजाइन और क्वालिटी सुधारने में भी बहुत मदद मिलने वाली है। इन पर आने वाले वर्षों में 70,000 crore रुपए से ज्यादा खर्च किए जाएंगे।
The Prime Minister also held the previous governments responsible for weakening the maritime sector, stating that the licensed Raj system and post-globalization policies led to an increased dependency on the foreign nations. The Prime Minister said India's maritime sector is undergoing next-generation reforms. He announced that the sector would soon adopt a one-nation, one-port procedure, aiming to simplify port procedures across the country.
पोर्ट लेड डेवलपमेंट को गति देने के लिए हजारों करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास और उद्घाटन किया गया है। देश में क्रूज टूरिज्म को प्रमोट करने के लिए आज मुंबई में इंटरनेशनल क्रूज टर्मिनल का भी लोकार्पण किया गया है। भावनगर के गुजरात के विकास से जुड़े अनेक प्रोजेक्ट भी शुरू हुए हैं।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will undertake a two-day official visit to Morocco from Monday. This will mark the first-ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, underscoring the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. During the visit, the minister will attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Bershid. The National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a meeting with the National Security and Intelligence Advisor of Canada, Nathalie Dhuin, on the 18th of this month in New Delhi. Both sides acknowledged the clear momentum for rebuilding trust and expanding cooperation at the highest levels of political leadership. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that they had productive discussions on advancing the bilateral relationship, including in areas of counter-terrorism, combating transnational organized crime and intelligence exchanges. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has said that Tehran would not accept any unfair pressure over its nuclear program, warning such moves would escalate tensions. He insisted that Iran has consistently pursued diplomacy and technical cooperation. Araghchi made the remarks during a phone call with the International Atomic Energy Agency chief Rafael Grossi. The call came after the UN Security Council failed to adopt a resolution that would have extended sanctions relief under the 2015 nuclear deal. The IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall with isolated heavy showers over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 3 days. Heavy rainfall is also expected over parts of central and south peninsular India till the 25th of this month. In badminton, India's men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have continued their brilliant form and have qualified for the China Masters 2025 semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.